Top five things that people regret doing during quarantine. Their quarantine fails.
Okay. I could guess on a couple of these.
It's Anna and Raven. Number five, do-it-yourself body piercings. What?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that. Have you?
Well, I mean, I was a teenager once. And so, yeah, when we were teenagers, we'd do all that stuff. Do-it-yourself tattoos. Do-it-yourself piercings. In your mind, you think it's going to look awesome. And then you get it in there and you realize it's not quite what you thought it was. It's like cheap Saunders furniture.
22%, this is number four of people, says that their biggest fail has to do with a baking-related disaster. My daughter had a baking-related disaster. She made cupcakes that were disgusting, and there's nothing sadder than a disgusting cupcake.
How does that happen?
Because she wanted
I mean, it doesn't matter what it looks like. If there's some chocolate or some sugar in there, it should be all right.
You would think so. Right. She wanted to fill them with marshmallow, so she decided, but she didn't ask me how to do it. Okay. Her and her friend just did it.
So they just melted.
Oh.
And then it just...
I don't know what they
did. Stuck in there.
Burnt. Disgusting.
Nice.
Yeah. Third thing, people regret giving themselves pedicure. I just cut my toenails.
You get an ingrown toenail.
What?
Have you had an ingrown nail before?
No.
Come on. Never in your life?
No.
That seems crazy.
I don't know. Maybe my toes are normal.
Oh, man. They get busted up and they hurt.
Second thing, quarantine fail. People that have tried to color their own hair.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't messed around with that.
And the cutting, even though it grows back, it can be painful for a minute.
Cutting is actually the number one quarantine fail. I have done a great job at cutting my father's hair,
yeah.
My husband's hair,
yeah.
I cut everybody's hair. But when I cut my bangs, just kidding. I did a great job. I look awesome.
You got a little bit obsessive. I look over and you were just kind of cutting them throughout the morning. This is a tough time right now for the divulging of your own haircut that you did during quarantine, because the first one you got, you were so desperate, right? You were 4 or 5 weeks. I'm just speaking for guys right now. You're 4, 5, 6 weeks into quarantine and you're like, you know what? All right, this isn't lifting. I actually have to do this. You do it and you're so relieved that it's short again for a minute that for the first couple of weeks, you're really willing to overlook the fact that there is some shortcomings with it.
Yeah.
And then when you get now... we're into 2 months plus at this point. Now you start looking at it like, well, now you can see all the imperfections and you realize, what was I talking about? This is a terrible haircut. I need some help here.
My husband said to me, he's like, you didn't fade it like the barber did.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like,
there's
what?
A flap of hair here on the side of my head. Do you see it? It's just a flap.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, it's a flap.
And it comes down like 3 inches more than the rest.
It's like you're going to take off like a crane.
I just don't understand what's happening there.
But I have to say, my quarantine fail has nothing to do with any of these things.
What's up?
I failed going to Yale. Remember how excited I was? Because Yale
take the happiness course for free.
It was free.
You said you were going to finish it.
And I was going to get the certificate.
Right.
That I graduated
you were
going to
print it. We were going to frame it.
I got an email the other day there, and it was like, dear Mrs. Zepp, we regret to inform you that the time allowed to take this course has expired.
Oh!
It was like,
They kicked me out of Yale.
They kicked me out of Yale. I was like, it was a free course online. I didn't know I could flunk out of Yale. Oh. I should have known. They should never have let me in the first place.
You always like to overachieve. You've done it again.
I was too busy during quarantine to finish my Yale class.